Welcome to this episode of Insight, where we look at a dozen or so recordings in an artist's back catalogue. But today, I'm faced with a bit of a problem. I have no idea how I can cover all aspects of this artist in just 12 tracks, but let's see how we get on. He was such a genius that he could make this song featuring nonsense lyrics a multi-million seller. Welcome to an Insight to Little Richard. There were several musical sides to Little Richard, so I'm going to alternate the kinds of recordings you might not be as familiar with alongside the big rock and roll party hits. For example, check out this funky version of a Motown classic he recorded in 1971. Little Richard sings Motown. It was the power in his voice, coupled with a consistent lineup of key musicians, that helped the record sound so exciting. This next one sounds like he's at his limit. His voice sounds, well, almost hysterical. And it's incredible how he kept this up, because so many of his recordings feature vocals like this.
Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Going back to Birmingham. Down in Alabama, oh yeah, I see my old Aunt Mary. sound.
We're hearing in so many of these recordings, halfway through, Little Richard's vocals are rested by the saxophone player Lee Allen, Let's Rip. Now, obviously I'm biased, but it's always puzzled me how nobody ever mentions the saxophone that always features on Little Richard's recordings. There was nothing unusual about having a saxophone on a recording in the second half of the 1950s, but ever the man of glorious excess, Richard insisted on having four of them, all playing exactly the same part, which would mean that the relentless riff-pumping horn section would help punctuate every line of the song. There was no let-up.
Lucy!
So far in this episode of Inspired, we've heard classic rock and roll and some funky reworkings of Motown, but often overlooked is Little Richard's gentler side, the love songs, which for me sounds so much like early James Brown that it shows us how massively influential Richard was, not just on all the rock and rollers, but also on the godfather of soul himself. And furthermore, it shows us how brilliant Richard was at selecting musicians for his recording sessions. For recordings like this one, he changed the band and brought in a young Jimi Hendrix on guitar who was still about 18. The great Billy Preston was drafted in on organ, and one of the stars of the Motown rhythm section, Bernard Purdy, was brought in on drums. This is another side and another sound to Little Richard.
You never treat me kind. You're parted all the time. You don't mean me no good. I'd leave you if I only could. Baby, I don't know what you got. I believe it's got me. You're not very much to look at, but you know just where it's at. You don't have one thing time. Still I can't leave you behind. Baby, I don't know what you got. Honey, I don't know what you got. What you got. So I want to tell you how it's got. Baby, 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 I feel so all alone sometimes. Sometime I want all you to listen. Nah, you cheat, 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 cheat on me.
Along with his gospel roots, you can definitely hear that James Brown must have checked out that one. Having grown up in the southern state of Georgia, church music was everywhere and a huge part of Richard's day-to-day life. When he was 14, he got himself a job at the local theatre, selling peanuts. Aside from the cash the job brought in, he'd worked out it was the most cost-effective way to see all the great performers who had come through town. One afternoon, whilst minding his own business, getting ready for his evening's peanut-selling exploits, he began singing to himself and was overheard by the headline act, booked to performed that night. She was the great gospel and early rock and roll star, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and she was so impressed with the voice of the 14-year-old peanut seller that she asked him to open the show for her. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly can't remember being told about that route into show business at any careers talk at my school.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary, bottom of the joint, he claimed he has a mirror.
the song that sounds to me like a distant musical cousin of Louis Jordan's Caledonia, which was a record that Richard had loved. Now, I've mentioned the saxophone section that features on all his records, but there was one other crucial musical ingredient to all these 50s recordings, and that was the drummer who appeared on nearly all of Richard's classic 50s recordings, as well as so many for Fats Domino and Frank Sinatra and Phil Spector, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Eddie Cochran, B.B. King, Bobby Darin. You get the idea. He was an incredible drummer called Earl Palmer. And through his work with Little Richard, he really helped to define how rock and roll sounded.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time, cause Saturday night now I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up.
Little Richard with the great Earl Palmer on drums pushing him all the way. More of Earl later, but now let's hear another of Richard covering someone else's song. And this is another of his recordings where he arranged and produced the recording sessions, which is something else we don't seem to read or hear about.
She looked at me.
Little Richard sings the Beatles. Time now for another classic, and this was the one that would cause a lot of grief for Led Zeppelin, who clearly nicked the introduction to their hit Rock and Roll from this. It did go to Core and Little Richard won, but oh well, I guess if you're going to copy someone, you may as well make it Little Richard. The song that always makes me think of a night I had on stage once playing with Little Richard. When the drummer started playing the intro to that, I was caught off guard and was suddenly 15 years old again in my bedroom trying to keep up playing along to the records of Little Richard. Time for another classic ballad, and this one from 1957 is a definition of another kind of rock and roll. This, I guess, is the blueprint for the rock and roll ballad. Not the saccharine kind sung by some preppy guy in a nice V-neck, but a sweaty, sexy, filthy rhythm and blues drenched version of the rock and roll ballad.
Send me some loving. Days are so lonely.
Send Me Some Loving. We heard Richard sing the Beatles a little earlier, so now let's balance the books and hear him cover the Rolling Stones with his arrangement of one of their classics. This is from a great album he recorded in 1971 for the Reprise label, originally set up by Frank Sinatra, called The King of Rock and Roll, and it features more contemporary songs than the rock and roll hits of the 50s, like this one from Jacker and Richards.
Well, go, slave ship bound for cotton fields, sold in a market down in New Orleans. Scared old slave knows he's doing all right. I hear him whoop the woman just around midnight. Brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Brown sugar, just like a young girl should.
Little Richard sings the Rolling Stones. I've got something else for you from that album, which I'd like to fit into this episode of Insight later. Now, though, let's just jump back to that classic 50s period and hear Little Richard with his faithful Earl Palmer on drums and Lee Allen on sax, tearing up society and inspiring teenagers all over the world to dance in the aisles and go crazy when they saw him perform it in the movie of the same name.
She walks by, the mean folks getting gross.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the bread slice turn to toe.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a figure made to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she mesmerizes every mother's soul.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
And if I go to hell on bending knee.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly. Well, then I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it. She's in love with me.
She can't help it. The girl can't help it.
A bigger made to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, that she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
There are so many classics from that 1956 to 59 period that I could probably fill a couple of hours, but As we approach the home straight, I've chosen this one because it starts and really features with Little Richard's piano playing. It shows us how massively influenced he was by Ike Turner's recording Rocket 88, which starts in a very similar fashion. More before I have to get out of here and get the next show ready for you. And this is another of his 70s recordings, which demonstrates his vocal ability to really sing anything. This is not rock and roll. I don't know, is it funk? Is it gospel? Soul? I don't know. What I do know is it's a song first published back in 1923, totally rearranged by Little Richard.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear that work bell ring, and they march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. Ain't no pork out there in that pan. But you better not complain, boy. You got in trouble with the man.
Oh!
Midnight Special. And that brings us to the end of this episode of Insight to the genre-defining, game-changing, hugely influential catalogue of the great Little Richard. I think I'll leave the last word today up to Little Richard himself with some of his philosophies and views on life.
Hi, this is Little Richard. I want to say hello to all of my fans all over the world.
I've always sung just straight rock and roll, but I'm a singer. I want you to hear some. Just listen. This is just a little thing. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower will grow. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, oh, a candle blows. See, you know, I can sing anything. That's the reason I'm the king. I'm not just screaming. I know what I'm doing.
Woo! Tired of flipping out of style with long tall belly. A peeking out of hot and ducking back down in the alley. I don't want to rip it up. I want to dance with Danny. Got a brand new lover's name, Short Fat Panty. One day while I was busy down at Harvey Hotel, that's where I met Panty. Boy, she showed up well. She told me that she loved me, boy. She never leave. Put her arms around me, boy. She gave me fever. She my beef, my cutie. On my blue suede shoes, and I had the honky tonk woman the other night, and he got jealous. Now she started to fight because I was dancing with a Mary Lou. I had to call Jim Danny to her rescue. A short black panty in my heart to die. She got the kind of love and let my soul on fire. I told her we was married out on Blueberry Hill. Now we're so happy. I love her still.
Jerry Lee Lewis is the king of stupidity, first of all. I can't see Jerry Lee Lewis even have a nerve to put on the shoes that I gave away.
See, you don't have to be the top of the bill to climb the hill.
See, it ain't the size of the ship that make you seasick. It's the waves in the ocean. It ain't the man that run the fastest, but the man that endure to the end. So I know that if water fall on a rock long enough, it'll break it. So Chuck Berry is my friend. He's a good blackberry. My daddy put me out. He said he wanted seven boys and I was messing it up because I was gay. He put me out. He told me I had to do what he wanted me to say, do or else get out. And so I didn't do what he said. I got out. We never did find out the truth about my dad's death. We don't know why he died. My best friend killed him. But it was really amazing. But we never did know the truth behind it because it was a hush-hush. They let the boy out of jail. He was out of jail, I think, in a week. When I was a little boy, you would hear black people singing all over the neighborhood, singing spirituals, you know, like Nobody Knows the Trouble I See, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. And you would hear a black person way over here singing a song, then you hear another black person way over here singing a song, you hear another black person way over there singing a song, and they all sound like they was in unison. You know, it was just everybody harmonizing like they was meant to sing this song when I was a little boy. And then late at night, I would run down the street singing a song called Hitch the Wagon and Pull the Line. I would do that late at night at 12 o'clock, and everybody wanted to kill me in the neighborhood. So finally, one day, a guy came through named Dr. Hudson and wanted me to join a medicine show. I didn't know nothing about no medicine show, so I went and got on this little show, and he was selling snake oil. Have you ever seen any snake oil? It's oil that's supposed to be good for everything. He was lying. It wasn't good for nothing, really. It was a dollar a bottle. And I was singing a song on the stage, me and a guy by the name of James. He played the piano. And I was singing Louis Jordan old song, Caledonia, What Make Your Head So Hard. I sung that song every night because I didn't know no other song but that song. And I went from there to Belglades, Florida with B. Brown and his orchestra. And I became their vocalist. And it was calling me Prince Laverne. So B. Brown changed my name to Little Rich. And thank you so much, B. Brown, because I didn't have no business being called Prince Laverne. I am not a princess. I am Little Richard. Thank you.
Rock and roll had never left. There's a lot of people that tried to destroy it. It died with black stars. But it lived with white artists.
We just played Madison Square Garden. We had 27,000 people. We had 20,000 in Toronto, 19,000 in Detroit. Me.
And you see, you won't see 25 black people because I'm a white attraction. That's the reason it's been so hard for me. See, if I was didn't draw nothing but blacks like James Brown or Wilson Pickett, I'm not a threat. But you got to remember that it's big money today. It wasn't big money when I was out before. But it's big money and don't nobody own me. Can't nobody claim me. Can't nobody shoot me because they haven't given me anything. I couldn't borrow nothing. They didn't help me. I just lived on the mercy of God and I made it through blood and sweat and guts.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, 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 you know that I love when we can live so happily. Jenny, 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 spinning, spinning, spinning. Spin and spin, woo, spin and spin, spin and spin and spin, spinning like a spinning top, spin and spin, woo, spin and spin, a crazy little part, your heart will see us real and rock. Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jen, Jenny Jenny Jen, you know that you my girl. Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jen, Jenny Jenny Jen, I know that you my girl. Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jen, you know that I need, I buy you diamond rings and pearls. Jenny Jen, so happily. Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jen, spin it, spin it, spin, spin it like a spin it top, spin it, spin, woo, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin, spin it like a spin it top, spin it, spin, woo, spin it, spin, a crazy little part, the auto feels real and rock. Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jen, Jenny Jenny Jen, you know that you my girl. Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jen, woo, Jenny Jenny Jen, you know that you my girl.
You know, rhythm and blues had a baby, and somebody named it rock and roll.
And that concludes this episode of Insight, where we've been wandering through the catalogue of the great Little Richard. Thank you very much for listening. You can listen to this show again, of course, whenever you want, via the Listen Again page on the website. And do please check out the website to find out what else we have to offer for you. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.